The white points at the bottom of Abeloth's eyes flared into nests of blue lightning, which kept growing larger and flashing brighter until they finally spilled out of the sockets to engulf her whole head. Luke hurled another blast of force energy in her direction, then braced himself to take the most devastating counterattack yet. The counterattack never came. Instead, the force blast rocked Abeloth up on one leg, where she hung teetering over the lake of apparitions for 1,000 heartbeats. Luke's chest was a searing ache around a fist-sized scorch hole, and his force essence was bleeding out from 12 smaller wounds, leaving a crescent of twinkling light spread across the dark water. He sprang anyway. Abeloth only seemed to sag, and it appeared that she might tumble into the water in the eternity it was taking to reach her. But that would have been too easy. Luke and the Sith Stranger had been hurling force attacks at her for a lifetime. Or perhaps it was a mere eye blink. And this was the first time she had shown any reaction. Then Luke was there, at Abeloth's side, stomp-kicking her legs, knife-handing her throat, grabbing for her head. It was like cotton striking gauze. No popping ligaments or crunching cartilage. Just force essence pushing into force essence. But the damage was done. Luke's foot went through Abeloth's knee. Her leg buckled. His hand sank into her larynx, and she drew back wheezing. He pivoted around behind her, swinging one arm around her shoulder and grabbing for her chin, slipping the other arm up under hers and pressing his wrist into her neck. But grappling was different beyond shadows. There were no pressure points or joint locks or chokeholds, only his presence merging with hers, binding him to her in a writhing knot of energy. Tentacles began to lash at his face, probing for his nose and ears and mouth. A pair of gray tips shot into view, blurring and growing large. Luke closed both eyes and turned away, but not quickly enough. The right eye socket exploded in pain, and everything went dark on that side of his head. The tattooed stranger stepped in from the left, then slid to the front and drove his stiffened fingers deep into the pit of Abeloth's stomach. A black spray erupted from the wound, and she writhed in pain as the stranger probed for something to grab. Abeloth loosed a force blast, trying to drive the stranger off. He held tight. So did Luke, and all three went tumbling across the lake in a snarled mass of limbs and tentacles. Then Luke felt an icy twinge between his shoulder blades. The twinge became a sting, and he began to feel something cold flowing down the center of his back. His first thought was Abeloth, that she had sunken a tentacle into his spine. Until the lashing of her tentacles slowed, and she began to shudder. Luke did not understand until an eternity later, when the stranger rolled up on his feet and jerked them all to a halt. The Sith seemed to be growing stronger as Abeloth grew weaker, and there were wisps of dark fumes swirling off his shoulders and head. It did not take a Jedi Grand Master to understand that Luke was being betrayed by a force-draining technique. Still holding Abeloth tight, Luke shifted his hips, rolling them both onto their sides, and kicked a foot through the stranger's knee. The joint buckled, and the Sith dropped onto the surface of the dark water, still on the opposite side of Abeloth from Luke. "I'll release her," Luke warned.
"Abeloth?"
The stranger shook his head.
"Never."
Despite the Sith's words, the cold stinging inside began to subside, and Luke realized the stranger was not pulling as hard. Abeloth continued to struggle, slipping a pair of tentacles around Luke's throat and trying to tear herself free. But she was growing weak faster than Luke. The draining seemed to continue for days. Then the stranger threw back his head and screamed in anguish, and it suddenly seemed that only a breath had passed. Shiny black force energy began to pour from the Sith's wounds into the lake, spreading outward around them in an oily slick so hot the water began to steam and hiss. Still, the stranger continued to drain Abeloth, and Luke realized that he was not being betrayed. The Sith was suffering as much damage from the attack as was Luke. Abeloth whipped her chin free of Luke's hand, ripping the energy knot where they had joined and sending a sparkling line of both of their force essences splattering across the surface of the lake. She began to roll her head around, gnashing and spitting, trying to sink her fangs into Luke's arm or the stranger's, anything she could reach. Luke slipped his arm down around her throat and pulled hard, merging his form into hers, doing his best to keep her under control. "Keep going," Luke urged the stranger. "Pull harder!"